aid workers are among those preparing for war in Iraq. The UN World Food Program is gearing up to feed hundreds of thousands of people, and possibly millions, depending on how long a possible war would last. Today, the program's spokesman said a war will worsen the current poverty and hunger in Iraq. Under sanctions, Iraq is a shadow of its former self. Baghdad used to pride itself as the living incarnation of the Thousand and One Arabian Nights. With a pulsating nightlife, the Iraqi capital was a cosmopolitan place. Sophisticated music, theater, and cabaret played on into the wee hours. Now, the nightclubs are largely closed, and Iraq's National Symphony displays only a glint of its former glory. NPR's Ann Garrels has this report.
Symphony Hall is now shabby. Seated on plastic chairs, the orchestra tunes up, but this is a tricky task. Most of their best instruments were long ago sold abroad. Replacements are costly. Reeds and new strings aren't always available. These musicians play for love. Their stipends have dwindled to $12 a month, so every member of the orchestra has at least one other job to make ends meet. 70-year-old Munter Jamil Hafet is chief violist.
Well, my dear, some of them are students, and some of them, they have three jobs to do, and some of them are lawyers, doctors, engineers, and retired, and taxi drivers, sailors, I don't know what.
They try to give one concert a month, but sometimes too many miss practice because of work. Yet whenever they play, and sometimes there's not much notice, Jamil Hafet says the audience turns up faithfully.
Yes, it's always full house. You will see for yourself if you are here. Yes, people, they like music, definitely. They don't like bomb.
Abdul Razak al-Shekhli, who helped found the orchestra, has been its conductor since 1974. The story of al-Shekhli and his orchestra reflects Iraq's development and subsequent decay. In the 60s, he studied at the top music colleges in London. His eyes glisten as he recalls those days. Flush with oil money, Iraq was joining the world. Baghdad was booming. Buildings were going up on every corner. There were extraordinary improvements in education and healthcare, and his orchestra flourished. By the early 70s, it was a full 70-piece orchestra with more than 20 foreign members. But it's been all downhill since 1980, when Iraq launched the devastating 8-year war with Iran.
Come a rocket on my house and smashed all my house and killed my two children. It was very hard for me. The trouble is with my wife, actually. She's until now upset every day and worry and have nightmares almost every day. So I have to face this situation.
Music has given him some consolation.
It's helped a lot. Music helped a lot, actually, to get through with your life.
It's been a struggle to keep his beloved orchestra together. With Iraq's invasion of Kuwait, the Gulf War, and subsequent sanctions, the foreign musicians have left. And many of the Iraqi players have also fled for political and economic reasons. Al-Shekhli can now muster only 45 musicians.
So sometimes we have to re-instrumentate the music to make it possible to play, yes.
Violist Munter Jamil Hafet dreads another war.
You American, you can stop it. Stop this invasion, to have the invasion of Iraq. And you have your own voice.
Was this an allusion to the fact this distinguished man doesn't have his own voice in a police state? He will not elaborate. It's impossible to know. Every interview took place in the presence of a government minder. But these musicians are not defiant. They're sad. In this twilight zone, waiting for he knows not what, conductor al-Shekhli says he dare not even hope. And he does not say what he might hope for.
I always waiting for that hope. I'm sure it will come one of those days. We're waiting all for hope.
For now, these musicians are living one day at a time. The next concert, a performance of new Iraqi compositions, is scheduled for February 27th. Juggling diplomatic maneuverings and the time it might take for the U.S. to amass its troops, al-Shekhli thinks the concert might just take place. Rehearsals are underway. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.